and see all of my friends. I came to break out.
Oh, keep it locked. This is Monday Night Madness. Oh, just played another replay of Deacon Otis Wicknine and tell it like it is. Hey, keep it locked right here. Shortly joining you will be yours truly, WB and the Professor. Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Board III. Oh, yeah.
Mr. DJ,
hey.
Please, sir, help me put my mind at ease.
You know how we do this.
Let me hear some male waiters, a little Otis ready. Denise LaSalle of Marcy's, yeah. Whatever you play, it's all right with me. Just as long as you keep it old school. But turn it up, I'm about to cut up.
Virginia, hey, Tennessee, I'm coming through. Y'all holler at your man, Derry the Change Man Smith. And remember, change ain't change until you change. Until then, I guess I'll break out.
Break out.
Break out. Break
out. Oh, Mr. DJ, play my song. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. Oh, let me adjust the mics a little bit. And welcome to Monday Night Madness right here on The Buzz. Guys, gals, I hope you enjoyed that. We played an hour and a half of Deacon Otis Wicknine. Well, actually, it's Derek Smith, a.k.a. Derek the Changeman Smith, a.k.a. Deacon Otis Wicknine.
And how could we stand an hour and a half of that?
Oh, my God, with a whole lot of laughter, a whole lot of fun. I just enjoy that talent. He is a talent.
He is incredible.
Incredible. He's absolutely incredible. As a matter of fact, you can hear him often on this network, every day. Well, Monday through Friday.
SKDTV, right?
SKDTV, along with Studio W, The Buzz. He has a show called Get Up to Get Down, Monday through Friday.
Is this the makings of a new mega media empire?
We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's been 9 years in the building. I mean, in the building process, may I add. We're going on 9 years. Our anniversary is, guess what? New Year's Eve. Our anniversary is New Year's Eve, ladies and gentlemen. That's when we first flipped the switch back there in 2014. And I want to thank each and every one of you, all of our listeners around the globe, for tuning in to Studio W, The Buzz. And if I may say so, and this is just my own personal opinion.
Right.
This is some of the best radio you can hear anywhere around the world.
No doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. Look at the talent. Mm-hmm. On my left, I've got the Professor of Pop Culture.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, we had Derek the Change Man Smith, Deacon Otis Wicknon. Yes. And you know, the amazing thing about him, let's get back to him for a second.
Yes.
All of the characters that you heard, they were him, including Peggy.
Mm-hmm. That's what got me the most.
It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's Lady J. He said, Lady Roy J. Okay. And Shalia Margarita Taquita Wilkerson.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. But now those, Lady J and Taquita.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
That's right.
Yeah. Margarita. Okay. Those are actually women. But everything else you hear, even the background vocals, folks.
Yes.
The songs that he's singing, whether it's Deacon Otis Wicknine or Derek the Chainsman Smith, they are all him. So check him out Monday through Friday.
He is incredible.
Right here on Studio W, The Buzz. Right. And then coming back, and that's at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
A little early on in the West. 8 o'clock? 8 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And 10 Central. Oh, and 9 Mountain. We're not leaving you out either. We want all of you. We want, this is a universal station, you know, and we want you to listen to in this nation as well. So, Professor, tonight. Oh, we've got a special coming, Adam. Okay, you've got to talk to me about what's going on. I kind of know what's already happening, but, you tell us.
Well, we would like to, Planet Earth, we would like to thank you for joining us and welcoming you to Studio W. Buzz Monday Night Madness is Black Music Month. And every year it is something. And, you know, throughout the years as we celebrated Black Music Month, we've always done interesting things with blues, rock, and R&B, subgenres that are R&B, we've done so many things. But I think the one genre that we touched on here and there, but we really didn't do quite a bit of enough on is jazz. I would like to say I am very happy that our spotlight on Tina Turner last week, that we were able to do that. I feel that it sort of opened the door to what we're going to do tonight for 3 weeks. This Black Music Month, the first 3 weeks, we are going to concentrate and highlight and spotlight jazz divas. Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, ending the month with the incomparable Impulse label, the avant-garde Impulse label. So not only is it just these divas will have special guests. These divas will have contemporary divas who have been influenced by these women. And then for the Impulse label, I'm sure some neo-soul will be mixed in there as well. But for Sarah Vaughan, our special guest this evening, we will hear from Jill Scott, Phoebe Snow,
yes,
Boomers, remember her, and of course the darling of the music industry, the darling of the jazz industry this year, Samara joy. Okay, so we're going to get down to it. Are we going to get down to it, big buddy?
Well, without further ado, I'm dropping the needle, okay?
Dropping.
A lover's concerto. This is Sarah Vaughan. Coming up, Jill Scott, brother. Concerto. And now, Jill Scott. Yeah, we'll talk. Oh man, how good is that?
Like it's golden.
That's real good, man. That's real
you
good.
You know it. Mm-hmm.
And Jill Scott, golden.
And those vocal gymnastics that she did there. You know, living my life like it's go. And she would go up and down the octaves and keys. She also does that on The Way. Now, got that from Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, well, you just answered the question then. Mm-hmm. And so she was a student of, mm-hmm. So to speak.
So to
you know,
speak, yes.
Of Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah, by listening.
You, this
student.
Is so amazing. Mm-hmm. If you think about that, oh, yeah. Good gracious. Did she ever cover any of Sarah Vaughan's?
I don't believe so,
songs?
But I think that, wouldn't that be a marvelous project?
I think it would be, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And she put her bluesy, jazzy,
yeah.
a spin to whatever, you know. Mm.
We'll put that out there in the universe. See if it'll land in Philadelphia.
No, I like this. I like this. Now, Sarah Vaughan, born when? And what time? When?
When? March 27th, 1924.
Amazing, amazing.
In Newark, New Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey. Now, her influence on the, jazz vocalist, and especially when it comes to women, things of that nature. Now we have Phoebe Snow,
mm-hmm.
Which it surprised me when we talk about and Samara Joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's amazing. Now, is there some connection there that you can let us or make us aware of, or with the artists that you have mentioned today, or is basically the style,
octave, approach, and all of them are students. All of them are students of the Divine One. She had three nicknames.
Uh-huh.
Two were most popular to the public. The Divine One. And then of course there was Sassy.
Mm.
And with the fellas in jazz, this is one that the public don't know. She was called Sailor.
Mm. I tell you what, we don't want to give too much away right now, okay? I love cliffhangers.
Okay.
I love cliffhangers,
okay,
Professor.
Okay.
So we're going to do this.
Yeah.
This one is Misty by Sarah.
Ooh,
and
goodness.
Then Autumn in New York. Then we're coming back, and then we're going to do some other things for you.
Okay.
But this is Monday Night Madness. Let us know. If you enjoy the broadcast, you enjoy the show, hey, you can text me always. 909-910-0265.
Text them.
909-910-0265. Let us know if you enjoy it. And please share with somebody. Don't keep it a secret. Now, you may have an Apple device, right? So you went to your Apple App Store and you downloaded Studio.W. You may have friends that have Android.
Mm.
So they need to go to their Play Store, okay, and download simply Studio.W.
All right.
Studio W.
Mm-hmm.
Also available on Alexa. Say, Alexa, play Studio W. The website, we would love for you to visit that. Just go to Studio W. Dot Buzz. B-U-Z-Z. Please leave a comment. Let us know how you're enjoying the broadcast.
Please.
Be right back.
All right.
After two more songs. How about that?
All right.
This is Misty. Oh, I want to talk about how many times this song's been covered and who started this.
Oh, great. Looking forward.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your head, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm just too misty and too much in
Stop it right there for a second. Oh, the fabulous Sarah Vaughan.
Oh, boy.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. And let's see, along with, Hal Mooney and his orchestra. Well, folks, you heard the orchestral compliment to that for Autumn in New York. And we're talking about the legacy she left and the people that she inspired. And I want to skip over your list a little bit because
go ahead, makes,
yeah, I want to mix it up a little bit. If
let's mix it up.
Because we want to honor her and also include, because, you know, You always send in more songs. Hey, ladies because and gentlemen, let me just take a second. But you know, I love it though.
Mm-hmm.
Us always to have enough, you know.
Plus, we never know what goes into the...
Uh-oh. See, I know he's getting folks. Okay. See, often, we will have part twos or whatever it is, but he's already announced that the celebration continues throughout the month. We're going to celebrate Black history. We're going to celebrate Black history music. The whole nine yards. I get real, real excited about this time of year, including Juneteenth. I'm sure we're going to have something special for that with our various broadcasts. Because, see, Monday, this is how we do it. Sunday night. We kick it off with Sunday Night Gold with yours truly and the fabulous Jasmine Vegas. I don't know whether she has time to listen tonight. I know she's been quite busy.
I think she is on.
Hey, Jazz. Okay. And I know that 7-Up is there. You know, she doesn't miss a beat. Along with Kim Rogers, my friend out of Longview, Texas. She doesn't miss anything either. Beverly Haynes out there in Southern California. And on. And if I missed you, please text me. You can say, okay, just say whatever you want via text. Okay, I'll take it. All right. If I missed you, please let me know that you're listening. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, hey, Deborah Howard, too. Okay. Oh, my God. There's so many. You know, oh, God. See, when I start naming names, I get in trouble. Yeah, I do. But I do have to mention the top one and two and three and four people that – listens to everything.
Yeah, you have
not
to.
Only this broadcast, but like I said, Sunday night, we kick it off with Sunday Night Gold. That is to jumpstart your week.
Best 2 hours.
And then going, the best 2 hours in radio. And the theme there is quite different. The theme there is whatever Jazz comes up with. She could see a stop sign and come up with a whole list of music.
Good one.
She could hear something in a mall and come up with a whole, it's just based on the vibe. And I just love it. I absolutely love it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then Monday, oh God, then we kind of put another nail there for you. Nail it down a little bit because we're going to keep this thing going through. Hey, Siri, I'm not talking to you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this AI is incredible, folks. That's for another show at another time. Okay, but Monday, we keep you going here, and we bring back. Sometimes we take you, just like tonight, taking you back to memory lane. Now, a lot of our audience may not even remember these songs, but your parents did, or maybe you heard them play these, right? But then we move it on up and talk about the artist that this brilliant, brilliant artist inspired. Yes. And then on Thursday nights, oh, my goodness. See, there's so much throughout. Hey, guys, I tell you what. Tune into the buzz and don't turn it off. Okay, you can turn it down low sometimes if you're doing something. Turn it up if you get ready to clean or just dance or whatever it is, right? Keep it on all the time. Then you don't have to worry about it. Okay, then Thursday night, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I love these experiences, Professor. Like I said, with you and with Jazz, that's a different experience. And then with Mad Mike, he's out there on the West Coast. And we play practically every genre of music you can think of.
That's what I like about you guys.
And long as it's clean, good, wholesome music, we'll do it, okay?
Okay.
And we'll do that. And you can hear it. You might hear a country song. You might hear a classical song. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Very nice.
You might hear some reggae. You might hear some gospel. You might hear some blues, some jazz, R&B. You see what I'm getting to?
Right.
That's Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. That's on Thursday nights, 8:15 p.m. right here on the East Coast, 5:15 West, 7:15 Central Standard Time, and 6:15. We haven't forgotten about you in the Mountain Zone. Yep. Professor.
Yes.
Serve on.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about, oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
What you got?
What you pick?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh. There's a reason why I picked that one. So play that one after.
I like this.
Okay.
I like this a lot.
She was a student too.
Oh my goodness. See, that's why this is so good.
Diamond light, lover.
That's Mad Mike.
Mr. pussy now.
Cut that out.
You're a smooth
operator.
I like it too. I like it too.
I love it.
You know, I was surprised. Okay.
Yes.
Confession. Never heard it before.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I liked this. Oh my God. Smooth Operator. Now.
Yeah.
Was that the inspiration for a Smooth Operator with?
Oh, I don't know. I think only Ms. Adu can tell us that, but,
And you told me it came out when?
1959.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of you, you know, you like different types of music and things like that, but we just want you, just like Mad Mike. Hey, Mad. The Madman is listening. Yeah, my boy.
Mr. Mike. Hello,
yep. My brother. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, visited our show.
I did. You guys are great.
We enjoyed having you.
Yes, it was a pleasure to be there.
Well,
yes.
We would like for you to come back.
I will. I'll come back one night this summer.
Mm. Oh, love it. Okay. Professor, okay, we're going to hold him to it, okay?
Yeah.
He's a busy man. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And to have him here for 3 hours on Monday, each and every Monday, and he's always loyal, always does this. Ladies and gentlemen, and I don't think we give him enough credit because he does the research. He picks the entire list. Now, sometimes I'll slip one in, stuff like that. just like with jazz, that takes work because there's a thought process that goes on. You want to emanate, your idea through music.
Yeah.
Okay. So that takes a thought. That's a process there. Then you want to pick out the right music that you think will fit the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the narrative.
Yes. Yeah. You got it. Mm-hmm.
And it takes work.
Yes. Yes.
Believe
me.
It does. And together we get it all together. We put it, then we have our brilliant, web designer and engineer, Kaven.
Yes.
Jackson. And you send the list. Okay. And I figure out a way to get it up, but
okay.
He does it for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I have to give him credit for that. Okay,
yes, does a great job doing
it
too.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I do whatever I do. I'm not going to explain it right now.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, I thought that was pretty amazing. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Pretty smooth.
Smooth Operator, and preceded by Sade. That surprised me when you say that she was also a student of Sarah Vaughan.
Yes. I mean, you have to understand something. Sarah Vaughan popularized the art of the female jazz singer. Mm. And because of such, she just influenced so many lady singers, coming up to this very day.
That's my point. Because... Mm-hmm. The legacy goes passes on because the ladies she inspired others,
right.
And it's just a gift that keeps on giving.
Bingo, you got it, my
brother. Yeah. This is too cool. So, this is what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Professor, see, you started this, mm-hmm. okay? And so, we played Sade
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Yes, we did.
And if you don't mind, I need to hear a little more Sade. Okay, is that okay?
Man, do your thing.
Okay, we'll get back, I promise.
Okay.
Back. All right, let's do this.
I know.
Oh, just love this artist. This is Monday Night Madness.
Listen to the timbre of the voice to see where she got it from, of course.
Okay.
Hey.
That's my whole point
the
here.
The divine one.
Yeah. This is too good, man. We featured her too.
Yes, we did. Great show.
Yes.
Oh. I'm not throwing any hints or anything like that. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to tell you.
Of course.
I slipped another one.
Yeah, I slipped here. Another one. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I can't lie.
Help if... yourself.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, man. You guys having fun?
I am.
I am too.
Give me
coming up here. Wow, wow. I'm serious right now. Guess what? Professor, I just couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. I had to do it. Take me to the principal's office. Oh, I'm already here.
You are the principal. What is it in the South? Boy, you are the principal.
Man. This jam right here. You might want to move some furniture. I don't think I need to tell you how awesome this is.
All right.
How awesome this is. This platform, Monday Night Madness, where we bring the finest artists, the life, the legacy of the inspiration, the background, and we often remind you, this show is a different kind of show. Different kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the others that we mentioned before, right? Because what excites me about this, I learned so many different things about the artist that I, and I said, oh, wow, that makes sense. And it gives you an idea of what they are putting into that song and how that song relates to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, and most songs are based on a life experience anyway.
That's right. That's right. Hey. You know, it doesn't matter how far out you go. I'm talking about as a composer. Whatever you write about has something to do with you, either deliberate or non-deliberate. So,
right. I think, you know, Mike, text me, because I think Mike and I talked about this on our last Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that has something. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. I'm almost certain we did. And we talk about some experience that you have or somebody that's close to you. It was something that was meaning to you.
Yes.
It could be a day in the sunshine,
mm-hmm.
Where you had some relief or some, whatever you wanted to solace. Okay. I'm going to get back to the music.
I just love your energy, man.
Oh, I'm loving what we do.
Okay.
Because I think that we provide a service, a mm-hmm. meaningful service, because mm-hmm. we often talk about how music heals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
And look, and there, so many scientific and medical confirmations on what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
How music is healing to the soul.
No question. That's why we are music therapists. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And we mm-hmm. are the music.
Okay.
We are the music and sonic archaeologists. Because we do dig up the gems. Not only do we give you the gems, we polish those gems in the way of letting you know the life, the legacy, the inspiration.
Absolutely.
The artists.
These artists, yes. Right? And their songs and their work, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we serve them up to you on a silver platter.
On a silver platter.
Is that correct?
Correct.
That's right. Musicology with a heavy dose
of serotonin.
Okay, he said it. This surprised me as well.
Oh. Okay.
I loved her. Phoebe Snow.
I know, man.
Oh.
Go, girl.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, man, goodness.
I wore this record out, too.
Hmm.
Tape back then, but.
Tell me what you're feeling and what it all means. You could be defending or open up and share your dreams. You can keep right on denying.
Oh, man.
Or face me and start crying, 'cause this time when I reach out, it may be my last try. Oh, baby, I want something real one time before I die. We'll cry until it's funny, baby, and laugh ourselves to tears. Yeah. If you're frightened, honey, I'll hold you through your fears. Some bad relationships already out. I pulled around, I'm gone steady. But this time when I reach out, it may be my last try. Help me, baby. I want something real from you, baby. I want something that we can make love all night till the sky catches fire. Keep talking for hours, I'll never get tired. Don't want you to lie, but you're such a beautiful.
Oh, stop the presses. Stop the presses. Professor.
I think I have to wipe my eyes after that, man. That's,
oh.
I mean, every time. And 30 years, and it still affects me.
Well, so it came out 30 years ago.
Yeah, this is 2023, more than 30 years now. Yeah, 1990, I believe it was.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, yeah. You're exactly right. And you know, the thing about it, I am a Phoebe Snow fan.
Yeah.
Confession time.
Okay.
Never heard that song.
Really?
Never heard that, but guess what I did while I was playing?
Jammed.
I slid it into the Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame. Yes, I did.
Now, that's a slow moment during your Platinum Party Mix enjoyment, Planet Earth. But
the Platinum, yeah. It says Platinum.
I know, because Platinum Party Mix. But that's a jumping mix, though. That's a jumping show. That's what I'm saying. So
thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's that.
Mm. But this jam, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I hope you heard what I heard. That was just absolutely captivating.
It is.
It was captivating.
Yeah, man.
You know? Sort of like intoxicating. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I don't want to.
And every time.
I love that song.
And every time I hear it, I still think of